From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Prosecutors in South Africa are pursuing premeditated murder charges against Olympic runner and double amputee Oscar Pistorius in the shooting death of his girlfriend. Police say she was shot four times in his home early yesterday. Lali Fansidan of Pretoria's Daily Mail reports Pistorius wept openly in his court appearance today.
He has been charged with one count of murder. The police has objected to bail, and the accused advocate said he is in an extreme traumatized state of mind at the moment. We know he's very emotional and has been sobbing uncontrollably.
Lali Fansidan of the Pretoria Daily Mail, the Pistorius family has issued a statement saying that it disputes the charge in the strongest terms. Passengers who spent 5 days without power on the Carnival cruise ship Triumph are on their way home today. NPR's Greg Allen reports that after a grueling week, tugboats towed the ship into port last night in Mobile, Alabama.
It was supposed to be a four-day cruise. But because of a fire that knocked out power to the ship's engines, passengers spent a week on the Carnival Triumph, most of that time with no air conditioning or enough working bathrooms. After staying last night in New Orleans hotels, most passengers are flying to Houston at Carnival's expense today. The company's CEO, Jerry Cahill, was on hand in Mobile as the ship docked and said he wanted to apologize to passengers personally.
I know the conditions on board were very poor. I know it was very difficult. And I want to apologize again for subjecting our guests to that. We pride ourselves in providing our guests with a great vacation experience, and clearly we failed in this particular case.
Carnival is reimbursing passengers for all expenses, giving them a credit for a future cruise and $500 in cash. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Airbus says it is ditching the lithium-ion batteries in its new A350 planes, which will soon make their debut. NPR's Amy Walters reports the decision follows the grounding of Boeing's 787 jetliners in service due to lithium-ion battery problems.
Conventional nickel-cadmium will be replacing lithium-ion batteries on the Airbus A350. Last month, a lithium-ion battery caused a fire on board a Boeing 787 plane and forced another to make an emergency landing. The Federal Aviation Administration has since grounded the 787s, but the root problem with the batteries is still unclear. Amy Walters, NPR News.
U.S. factory output is down slightly for last month because automobile factories weren't running quite as hard, but most analysts see the drop as short-term because of clear pent-up demand for cars and a generally improving economy. Stocks are up on the news. At last check, the Dow up 22 points. This is NPR. The last day of pre-trial hearings at a special terrorism court in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, came with an unusual outburst from one of the five men accused of plotting the September 11th attacks. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston is covering the story.
Waleed bin Al-Tash lost one of his legs fighting in Afghanistan with the Mujahideen. So when he stood to address the military judge, Colonel James Pohl, there was added drama. "In the name of God, there is an important thing for you," bin Attash started to say. The judge told him to speak through his lawyers, and the defense attorneys tried to calm him down. The reason for the outburst? Guards had searched his cell and confiscated legal papers while he was attending pretrial hearings this week. He wasn't alone. Other defense attorneys said their clients had the same thing happen to them. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
We don't have reliable numbers yet, but hundreds, if not more than 1,000 people in Russia's Ural Mountains have suffered injuries from small to serious after a meteorite streaked through the sky and slammed into the earth. Planetary scientist Clark Chapman says it made a terrific noise.
That was undoubtedly the object breaking the sound barrier and the shock wave. People have heard similar booms from jet airplanes. This was a much, much bigger one and, of course, broke windows over a wide area.
Chapman says scientists may never know exactly how big the original meteor was because since it was unexpected, it wasn't tracked on its way in from outside the Earth's atmosphere. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS, and we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now, music from Kenny Neal. Kenny's from Baton Rouge originally, and there's a number of songs about Louisiana and growing up here. We're going to listen to one from his disc, Let Life Flow. Kenny had this one out in 2008. Kenny Neal on vocals, guitar, and blues harp with Louisiana Stew.
In the Louisiana stew, we love our music, our voodoo too. You ain't had nothing till you taste our food. Alligators chilling, crawfish too, catfish swimming in the Louisiana stew.
Some lonely, lonely nights. Listen, Lionel.
Yes, Katie.
It's been a long time.
30 long years, baby.
And that night you left me standing in the back door crying.
Well, honey,
you were going out to get yourself some change.
Yes. I had to get a pack of cigarettes to get the change.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
You know you don't smoke.
Right, I don't smoke, but that's the only way I could get some change. And when I got ready to come back home, I got on the wrong train, and I woke up in Chicago.
And had to stay there 30 years. What was wrong with the telephone?
Well, honey, I called, but I didn't get an answer.
Well, I must have had temporary amnesia.
Oh, baby, please. Look, we are back together now.
Now, listen, Lila.
Yes.
Do you think I can really, really trust you this time?
Yes, honey, you can trust me with your life.
Wait a minute. It's something about that I don't like.
I mean my life, honey.
And that sounds better.
Okay, baby.
Now we on the one.
Right.
Katie Webster with special guest Lonnie Brooks. Katie on piano and vocals, Lonnie on guitar and vocals. And that, of course, her rendition of Lonely, Lonely Nights, recorded in the early 1990s. Katie has since passed away. She lived for a while back in the 50s in Lake Charles. She also recorded as a piano player, a backup musician behind a number of people in J.D. Miller studio in Crowley many years ago. And, of course, she's had a fair bit of product out under her own name. Lonnie Brooks has been for decades a Chicago blues notable, but he's originally from Dubuisson, Louisiana. Before we heard Katie and Lonnie, we heard Kenny Neal from Baton Rouge. Kenny, from his disc Let Life Flow, he did a number for us called Louisiana Stew. Next here on KRVS, we're going to talk to someone that was born in Baton Rouge, spent years in Shreveport, and moved to New Orleans, worked with all sorts of people over the years, including Gatemouth Brown. Chris Bello has a brand new disc out called Knee Deep in the Blues. Here's Chris from that disc on blues harp and vocals doing a number called Dance to the Blues with Me.
I got suspicions, I got no proof, I got a feeling, you know how to move. I see you smiling, I see you tapping your feet. Why don't you get on up and dance to the blues with me? Your fingers snapping, sing along, I make no mistake, I ain't no fool, I know what I see. Why don't you get on up and dance to the blues with me? I know you can feel it, I know you can taste it, real good music. Don't go and waste it.
Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Well, now I'm not a big politician. Hell, I don't even want to be. You know, I wouldn't be the president if the whole world voted for me. For someone to have to tell me when I'd be alone and when to think. Or to have someone taste my cognac, baby, before I could take a drink. No, 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 partner. That's not the role for me to play. No way. I said no, 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 partner. That's not the role for me to play. Or to be watched in all my happiness. Big man, I couldn't take that for a day. No way. Now just suppose I had a girlfriend and called her, and she lived way across the lake. You see, Commerce would know the whole conversation, man, because they'd have me on tape. Then I'd have to go on the television to tell all about my private life. I wouldn't mind the people knowing, man, but what about my wife? No, 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 partner. Presidents is not on my mind. I said no, 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 partner. Being the president's not on my mind. Because to do 4 years and never be private seemed too much to me like doing time. What's happening? Energy shortage and all that stuff. It'd be cheaper eating money than food, man, but still, you wouldn't get enough. Then I'd have to tell the people when to sleep and when to think, how to eat and how to cook it, man. No, no, I could never do it that way. No, partner, being the president is not for me. No, 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 partner, partner. The president I don't want to be. But if I run for mayor of my own hometown, I want all y'all to vote for me. Ah, man, that sounds good, man. Look at him, here he comes right now. Look at him coming down the street. That's mayor. We call him This is mayor. Yeah. Mayor of my own hometown. But I ain't gonna be no president. No, 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 Lord. You can keep that presidency for all you people who think you know what you're doing. I'm not gonna be president.
A brand new band called Four Jacks and a track from their disc, Deal With It, a number of courses. I Don't Want to Be President, and the Four Jacks are Anson Funderburg, Big Joe Mayer, Kevin McKendry, and Steve Mackey. Anson Funderburg, of course, on guitar. He's been the band leader for Anson Funderburg and the Rockets out of Dallas for many, many years. Big Joe Mayer is a drummer and also a vocalist and band leader of the group Dynaflows. Kevin McKendry plays keyboards. He worked for years with Delbert McClinton and Steve Mackey on bass. He's one of Nashville's great session players. Again, the Four Jacks from the disc Deal With It with I Don't Want to Be President. Before hearing them here on KRVS, we heard Chris Bellow from his brand new disc, Knee Deep in the Blues. He played blues harp and did vocals on a number called Dance the Blues with Me. That last tune we heard, I Don't Want to Be President, was written by Percy Mayfield and first recorded by Mayfield back in, I think it was 1974. Mayfield, of course, is often referred to as a poet of the blues. He went to Supreme Records back in the late 1940s with a number called 2 Years of Torture. He thought that maybe they could get Jimmy Witherspoon to record it. They got him to record his own numbers. And, of course, he wrote a huge number of really, really classic tunes. 2 Years of Torture, Case in Point, Please Send Me Someone to Love, Strange Things Happen. The list goes on and on. Interesting character, somewhat tragic figure. He had was involved in a terrible accident in 1952 that left him disfigured, facially disfigured, and that sort of really put the crimp in his performing career. But he was a great songwriter, arranger, producer, and also a great vocalist. We're going to listen to him from a demo tape that he did with a woman back in 1960. It was an a cappella piece. He sent it to Art Ruppe of Specialty Records, figuring that Ruppe might want to record it. Ruppe was actually beginning to transition out of the record business, so he didn't pay any attention to it, but Ray Charles did. Here's Percy Mayfield.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
Now what'd you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
Oh, woman, oh, woman, you sure is mean. You the meanest old woman that I ever seen. But I guess if you say so, bop, bop, I better pack my things and go.
That's right.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
And now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this way, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. When you got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, bop, bop, I better pack my things and go. Now that's right.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more. Don't come back no more. Don't come back no more.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack,
you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Well,
don't you come back no more.
What you said?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand.
Don't you come.
Oh, now, baby, please.
Don't you come back no more.
What you trying to do to me?
Ray Charles with Hit the Road, Jack. In 1961, he stood for 2 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in the number one slot, and he was on the R&B charts for about 5 weeks with that particular track. And before we heard Ray Charles do it, we heard Percy Mayfield and a friend of his, I guess, doing the demo tape for that particular tune. They recorded it in 1960, and again, Mayfield sent it to Art Ruppe. Ruppe didn't do a thing with it. But boy, did Ray Charles ever. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. Again, Percy Mayfield, often referred to as a poet of the blues. We're going to listen to another track of his, one of the early ones from 1950. Here's Percy Mayfield with The Big Question.
Questions to ask you on a subject called the blues. I've got some questions to ask you on a subject called the blues. If you're acquainted with that subject, well, your answer may mean good news. Have you ever rose at midnight and walked the floor till the break of day? Have you ever rose at midnight, walked the floor till the break of day? And tried your best to figure why your baby went away. Sit down to dinner and had to eat alone and think about your baby and your appetite is gone. Have you ever lost your loved one? Have you ever felt so sad? Well, friends, that happened to me. That's why I've got the blues so bad.
Hey, pretty baby, come on, let's go. Tell your a boyfriend that you don't want him anymore. Yes, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. And you're just as fine as any gal can be. I would do most anything that you want me to do. Yes, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. And you're just as fine as any gal can be. I heard about you, baby, a long time ago. And if you will be mine, babe, I'll take you any place I'll go. Say, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. And you're just as fine as any gal can be.
From August of 1951, that was T-Bone Walker on guitar and vocals with Welcome Blues, or Say Pretty Baby, call both names. Walker, of course, is often referred to as the architect of modern blues, particularly of modern blues electric guitar. And Walker was preceded by Percy Mayfield, the poet of the blues. We heard Percy Mayfield from 1950 doing a number called The Big Question. Next here on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to somebody that whose career really took a boost in Houston, Texas, when one night in 1945, when T-Bone Walker was feeling sick and couldn't take the stage, Clarence Gatemouth Brown saw an opportunity, made the most of it, and ended up with a recording contract. We're going to go to 1973 and listen to Gate do a rendition of a tune that really put Louis Jordan on the charts back in 1945.
I'm heading for the station with a pack on my back, a crowd of transportation in the back of her hat. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack, hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack. Pal around with Democrats, fellas named Mac, take me right back to the track. Track, choo-choo, choo-choo, the boogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, the boogie, choo-choo. Thank you.
destination, but the least of the light. We need some conversation to get back in the black. You take the morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open, need a man with a knack. Put it right back in the rack. Jack, choo-choo, choo-choo, boogie, woo-woo. Live the life of Raleigh in a beat down shack. So when I hear the whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train rolling when you fall in the shack. I just love the rhythm of the click of the clack. So take me right back to the track. Track, choo choo, choo choo, the boogie, woo woo, woo woo, the boogie, choo choo, choo choo, the boogie, woo woo, woo woo, the boogie, choo choo.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
Trouble I've had in all my days, seem like trouble gonna follow me, whoa, to my grave. Trouble, trouble, oh, I've been had all my days. Well, seem to me like trouble gonna follow me to my grave. Well, I dreamed last night, won't I? Love was dead. Didn't have nobody sitting hold my worry. But I dreamed last night, won't I? Love was dead. Didn't have nobody said ho, my worry. Well, I'm going to the railroad, sit down on railroad side. I'm gonna ride the icy until I get completely satisfied. Going to the railroad, gonna sit down on the railroad side. Ride that I see until I get completely satisfied. Well, if I ever get lucky and careful, my life come to an end, I'm gonna take the world as I find a dollar bill to be my friend. If I ever get lucky, for my life come to an end. Well, I'm gonna take the world I find it, boy. Dollar bill to be my friend. All I've got to say, I'm in a hurry and I got to be on my worried way. deep down in my heart, baby, there is aching pain.
Recorded in Chicago in May of 1968. That was Johnny Shines on guitar and vocals with the title track to a disc called Last Night's Dream. Johnny Shines was preceded by Gatemouth Brown. We heard Gatemouth from 1973, recorded in France from a disc called Just Got Lucky. He did a rendition of Choo Choo Chaboogie, the old Louis Jordan classic. Johnny Shines was a contemporary of Robert Johnson. He hoboed around with Johnson, played quite a bit with him. We're going to turn next to Robert Johnson from June of 1937. Here's Johnson with a tune that, Led Zeppelin borrowed some lyrics out of this one. And some interesting stories about this tune. Here's Robert Johnson with his Traveling Riverside Blues.
If your man get personal, want you to have your fun. If your man get personal, want you to have your fun. Let's come on back to Pride Fun, Mama, and bail up all night long. Got women in Big Bud, clean on into Tennessee. I got women in Big Bud, clean on into Tennessee. But my pride point right now hops all over me. No color, but a front teeth crown we go. Ain't going to stay no color, but a front teeth is crown we go. She got a mortgage on my body, not a lien on my soul. Going to Rodale, gonna take my rider by my side. I'm going to Rodale, gonna take my rider by my side. We can steal Bellhouse, baby, cause it's on the river side. Sweet my lemon till the juice run down my leg, baby. You know what I'm talking about. You can sweet my lemon till the juice run down my leg. That's what I'm talking about now. But I'm going back to Bright Bunny if I be rocking to my head. I got many things
so unkind. Running down to the station, catch that old first mail train I see. We about here coming in now. Hurry down to the station, catch that old first mail train I see. Got the blues about me so and so, and that child has got the blues about me. And I leave this morning with my arms folded up and crying. I leave this morning with my arms folded up and crying. I hate to leave my baby, but she treats me so unkind. Treat me unkindly.
Scott Ainsley from his disc Terraplane. That disc came out in 1998. Scott doing a stellar job on the Robert Johnson tune, Rambling on My Mind, that Johnson first recorded back in November of 1936. We heard Johnson prior to hearing Scott Ainsley. We heard Johnson from 1937 doing a number called Traveling Riverside Blues. In that tune, Johnson names Willie Brown, specifically Tell My Friend Boy Willie Brown. Willie Brown was a contemporary of Johnson. More importantly, he was a contemporary and performer with Son House. So Johnson presumably learned a little bit from Willie Brown. Willie Brown recorded for Paramount Records back in 1930. Here he is with one of those tracks that he laid down.
I think I'm gonna catch that M&O. I leave down, catch that M&O. I'm going way down south, why never been before. I had a notion, Lord, and I believe I will. I had a notion, Lord, and I believe I will. I'm gonna build me a mansion out on the Cato Hill. Now, yes, all of you men ought to be ashamed of yourself.
and wine, poor boy. You got a whole woman by your side. I tried to kill my woman till she lay down, crossed her bed. I tried to kill my woman till she lay down, crossed her bed. So ambitious till I took back everything I said. And I asked her how about it, sorry, she said all right. And I asked her how about it, sorry, she said all right. At the shack last
child, please take someone's advice. Oh, Mr. Down Child, please take someone's advice. Don't never let no one woman, man, misuse you twice. Every time she smiles, she says she don't love no one but you. Yes, man, every time she smiles, she says she don't love no one but you. You better watch out, buddy boy, the little girl just loud to drop a chuck on you. Well, all right now. Sit down, child. Please take the food advice.
Sonny Boy Williamson II on blues harp and vocals from 1951 doing a number called Mr. Downchild. It said that tune was a Robert Johnson composition that Johnson himself never had a chance to record, and it would have been taught to Sonny Boy Williamson by Robert Jr. Lockwood. Before we heard Sonny Boy Williamson, we heard Willie Brown from 1930 doing M&O Blues. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7. FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are listener-supported public radio. Thank all of you out there who support us with annual contributions. Those of you who don't, please consider doing so. We need your help to keep these programs coming your way. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It's currently 11 a.m.
Support comes from John Slaughter. photographer and author of The Photographic Treatment of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, published by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press. More at grandcoteaubook.com.
I'm